A second area of mindful awareness that I want to look at is the area of our emotions. This is especially needed around our difficult emotions. Our society is fairly illiterate around our emotions, preferring to avoid them through distractions or to block them out entirely. We're used to hearing verses like, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And people hand us platitudes, but there are times when this feels utterly foreign, almost cruel to hear that in the midst of our emotional turmoil. As James Finlay wrote, there seems to be woven into life itself a thread of unmanageability that makes the task of daily living at times messy, uncertain, and almost more than we can bear. So how do we find refuge in times of difficulty or disaster without it just being some kind of theoretical construct that actually doesn't really impact on us at all? And I'll share a bit of my own journey here. I'm a number 4 on the Enneagram, and any of you who know anything about the Enneagram will know that number 4s are really dominated by emotions. And my whole life has felt like a tsunami of emotions. And especially when I feel fear, anxiety, or depression, I felt absolutely engulfed by these, buried underneath them. And in my darkest moments, I felt abandoned and couldn't find the God I believed in so ardently. My Christian upbringing had given me no real inner tools for dealing with my agony. And I would berate myself, imagining that trust meant never feeling anxious, and hope that one day spiritual maturity would save me from having difficult feelings. I'm sure that's a belief that a lot of us have. And in the last few years, I've been going through a very difficult time of intense shadow work and ego unraveling. And this has been a very painful time. At times I felt like I'm drowning in the abyss of my inner darkness, haunted by fears and overwhelmed with a sense of helplessness to change my stuck patterns. I have at times felt plunged into a dark pool of depression and despair at my messed up humanity. Yet even while that has been going on, because I've had a daily meditation practice, I've been learning about staying grounded and present. And I've always managed to find some sense of inner stability, even when my world has felt unstable and emotionally tumultuous. And this is what I've realized is the refuge that we can find. Not smooth circumstances or permanently peaceful, calm emotions, or better insurance against disasters out there, but an ability to find a stability of presence and a deeper grounding in the quiet, calm, restful embrace of God. This for me is captured in the verse, "Have mercy on me, my God. Have mercy on me, for in you I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed." And I've learned through this that these very anguished emotions are opportunities for growth in groundedness and presence. And in these ways, they are doorways into God, surprising doorways. Who knew? But by entering through these, we enter into this presence who's always here, God, the ground of our being. Underneath are the everlasting arms. So to talk a little bit about the actual practice of mindful awareness of emotions, we need to begin to recognize what is going on inside of us emotionally. We've become so used to suppressing and judging our emotional responses if these are difficult, or trying to make them last if they're happy, nice ones. And we need to start changing those patterns of trying to control what's happening. By recognizing and naming whatever is going on inside of us, without resisting or clinging. It's a matter of bringing curiosity rather than control. We also need to allow what is happening inside of us. It's really important to not reject our difficult emotions or try to force ourselves to feel something different. There's a saying, and it's a very important saying, whatever we resist persists. And in fact, becomes more and more locked in. When we're resisting our negative emotions, they start to form a kind of a tightly wound coil around us. And so it's only by recognizing and allowing that we allow this coil to start to gently unwrap and ease its grip. The most powerfully transformative way of working with our emotions is through acceptance, holding open a space within ourselves that can receive whatever emotion is present. And this is why earlier in that session of unconditional receptivity, that is such an important attitude to bring to our emotions as well. The next step, which is really important, is to let go of the thought loops that tend to feed the emotions. And this is where we open the window and let go of the poison air of negative thinking loops. If we don't do that part, we will just stay tightly wound up in the emotions. And at the same time as letting go of the fuel of the minds, we dive into the body, experiencing the emotion physically and making room for it to be here. If it is particularly difficult, we bring a practice of self-compassion or nurture, placing a hand where we feel the emotion in our bodies. And this is what I want to look at in more detail in the last talk of this series. But being able to be present with and aware of our emotions when they are happening develops a profound resilience and stability in us. Tara Brach tells an incredible story about a man who was struggling with Alzheimer's disease. And one day he was at the podium about to give a talk at a conference with about 100 people. And he went completely blank. Not only did he forget what he was supposed to say, but he had no idea why he was even there. He then did something remarkable. Because he had been working with the area of mindfulness, mindful awareness of emotions, he started to practice this. Right up there on the podium, he paused. And he put his palms together and began naming what he was experiencing. And it went something like this. It said, fear, and then he bowed. Heart pounding, bow. Embarrassed, bow. Confused, bow. And then as he began to settle down, he named that too. Relaxing, bow. And after a while of doing this, he looked up and said, I'm sorry. But many of the people in the audience had tears in their eyes. And one of them said to him afterwards, no one has ever taught us the teachings in this way. So this practice was not only a gift to himself to help him to find his grounding in the midst of this terrifying situation, But it was a gift to all of them as well, as a beautiful example of how our inner state of turmoil can gently settle down when we acknowledge and make room for whatever is happening. The poet Rainer Maria Rilke wrote, "How could we forget those ancient myths that stand at the beginning of all cultures, the myths about dragons that at the last moment are transformed into princesses? Perhaps all the dragons in our lives are princesses who are only waiting for us to act just once with beauty and courage. Perhaps everything that frightens us is, in its deepest essence, something helpless that wants our love." He goes on to say, "So you mustn't be frightened if a sadness rises before you larger than any you have ever seen, if an anxiety like light and cloud shadows moves over your hands and over everything that you do. You must realize that something is happening to you, that life has not forgotten you. It holds you in its hands and will not let you fall. Why do you want to shut out of your life any uneasiness, any misery, or any depression? After all, you don't know what work these conditions are doing inside you." And the poet Rumi wrote a remarkable poem called The Guest House. "This being human is a guest house, every morning a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness, some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond." So we need to learn to welcome all of our emotions as valid and as potential teachers. Listen to them, but from outside of the grip of their power. By holding them, you'll be welcoming them from a more spacious place within yourself that is free of the terror of our emotions. Continual avoidance of our difficult emotions can control our actions unconsciously. Because our emotions seem much more scary than they actually are when we allow ourselves to simply feel them in our bodies. Our minds create monsters of them that loom in the background like boogeymen. But by learning to bow to them, welcoming them, allowing them to be here, feeling them in our bodies, they lose their tyranny over us, and we developed a surprising intimacy with ourselves. And what has surprised me has been a new depth of felt intimacy with God, because all of this is the stuff of being, of aliveness. And when we touch on the real, on essence, we are touching on God. I am present one, present in everything, the source of all aliveness. The surprise is that everything in our lives, everything, is a pathway into experiencing the immediacy of God's presence, to knowing that even this place is holy ground. I'll end with reading a short poem by Rumi, which captures this. He wrote, "If God said, 'Rumi, pay homage to everything that has helped you enter my arms,' there would not be one experience of my life, not one thought, not one feeling, not any act that I would not bow to. There would not be one experience of my life, not one thought, not one feeling, not any act I would not bow to."